Hey, how's your fitness going?
You know what?
Hmm.
I've been to three CrossFit classes since I've been in Michigan. And I've been in
Yeah?
Michigan for 2 weeks.
How's that feeling?
Those were fun. Those were good classes.
Good.
We're just kind of trying it out.
Were they all at
Testing
the
out.
same gym?
No, two were at the same gym. One was at a different gym.
Yeah, so you're just kind of
Hold
testing the
on a
waters at
second.
different
Hold on a
places.
second.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, why is my. Oh, my appearance is being touched up. I was like, why do I come in as like a fucking contestant on Love Island? There we go. That's better. That's uglier.
Just raw. I need that
Just
raw,
raw. Yeah. I was
Carlos.
like, I look like an elf. All smooth skinned and everything. No, so yeah, so just testing them out. Went to one beautiful fucking facility, just fucking gorgeous. And they have like different sections, and so they've got like the general class section, which is large, and then they've got like another closed off room for open gyms, and then they've got a third section for like barbell stuff because they do
Oh.
the University of Michigan, the weightlifting team trains out of there.
Oh, sick.
So yeah, so that was cool. That was a good looking gym, and then we went to another one, which is the one that we went to twice. Which is just a little bit more. That one feels a little bit more kind of my speed, right?
I
I
get what
think,
you're saying.
yeah, I think me and Melissa are just kind of different. Like, I think she would like the other one more, right? Just because it's more, I think, athlete focused, and this one's more
Right.
just kind of like functional fitness focused, right? And the coaches at both of them were great, right? Everyone was super nice. Everyone's friendly. So it kind
Nice.
of makes it hard to decide like which one to go with, because they're about the same. They cost
Right.
about the same. They're literally like within 5 minutes of each other. So it's like, it's not really like a space, it's not a distance. It wouldn't be a distance issue. So yeah, that's what we did. But I don't think we're going to be able to join a CrossFit gym until at least the house sells. How's your fitness?
Yeah, my fitness is good. Actually, it's yeah, I've been feeling pretty good about the program that I'm doing. I have been hitting about 5 days a week.
That's good.
Yeah, and it's been good. I mean, it's very traditional physique shit.
Yeah, like
So
strength training stuff.
yeah, so it's like it's two pull days, two push days, two leg days. And I'll usually do, if I'm only doing 5 days, then I'll usually do one pull, two push, and two leg.
Let me ask, when's the last time you did CrossFit? Well, let me ask this. Let me ask two questions. When's the
Okay.
last time you did a CrossFit style workout? And when is the last time you actually went into a CrossFit gym? And I think I know the answer to the second one.
To work out or to just
Yeah,
go in there?
to work out.
Because I've been inside two
Yeah, that doesn't
CrossFit
count.
gyms here. last time I worked out in a CrossFit gym. Well, see, that one's tricky, right? Because they're not the same answer.
I'm not saying like last time you worked out in a CrossFit gym and did a CrossFit workout. Last time you went into a CrossFit gym and
Yeah,
did
so like the last
last time
time.
you last time you were in a CrossFit gym doing a workout.
Yeah, so that would have been in December? Yeah, or November.
That pretty one you sent me.
But I didn't
That stole
do
Matt's photos.
but I didn't do any CrossFit classes while I was there. So I think the last time I did a CrossFit style workout would have been maybe a year ago or more.
God, really?
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Why? Yeah, let me ask the why.
I think it's because so the last time I did anything was something that I planned for our followers, right? So like the last CrossFit workout I did would have been, I think, no, it wasn't Gondor. I did one or two after that.
Yeah, gone. We also had the challenge, I think, after that.
Yeah, so I did one or two after that, like CrossFit style. I think the biggest reason one, I don't like, I could have done it when I was at that gym in Spain and I just didn't. But before that, honestly, the biggest reason is because I like,
The equipment.
yeah, I just don't have the space. The place that I'm going to now, they have space that I can. But that's the other problem is I would need to start programming for myself again, or doing like CrossFit.com or something. You know what I mean? And I'm not to that point yet. I think I might get to a point where I start doing, well, I want to start programming for our listeners again, right? And so I'll start doing those workouts, but honestly, that maybe just be like once a week. And it really does come down to the fact that I am at a non-CrossFit gym.
Where are you?
It's just a it's actually like a kind
Is
of
it
like
like
a
a
co it's like
is it
a
a
country club.
British Globo gym?
No, it's like a country club. It's like,
You have gone full British.
yeah, like it's got a whole like lounge dining area. It's got a pool and a whole bunch of stuff.
That's nice.
It's very nice. I enjoy it. It's a good spot and like fun people. And like I said, they do have a space that they call like the box. So they have an outside space where you can do like CrossFit. Sometimes they have like little HIIT classes out there. But you can do CrossFit style workouts out there. They've got pretty much everything for you. And then they have another spot called the box, and it's a small room that's got like two lifting platforms. But it's got like they've got like three ski ergs, they've got some assault runners, they've got assault bikes. So they've got the equipment for it. It's just I would have to start programming it. And I don't really want to do that. But like I said, I might start doing it once a week just because I
Are
want to
you
start
on?
programming
Are
for.
you on? You're on but beyond the whiteboard though, right?
I think for some horrible reason, I still pay for that. Yeah.
Yes, I mean the same. I haven't touched it in forever, and I'm paying
Yeah.
like $8 a month.
Right.
I really need to cancel it.
I do get a
I love
pop
the
up
fact.
once a
I love.
month being like, that's $8. Oh, I'm like, oh fuck.
I know. I really should use it. I mean the reason why I like having it is having all my like information in there. Like
Yeah.
these are what my personal bests are. But the only
Right.
reason I ask if you still have it, and since you're still paying for it, right, is I think they have some free programs
They
there,
do. They
right?
do.
Like you can sign up for the like the VNR,
Right.
which is it's oh God, the Bosman and someone else. Who does the
Yeah,
programming for
they
that?
do have a few that are free programming that I think
Yeah.
I follow. Like I think
Yeah.
I follow those tracks.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to challenge you
Oh God.
to sign up for Beyond the Whiteboard. Well, keep your Beyond the Whiteboard subscription.
I thought you were gonna say for the open. I was like, too late for that,
Oh, fuck
buddy.
that. I'm not. Did you
No.
sign up?
No,
No, I was going to say. I don't think I'm signing up for the open this year. Keep your Beyond the Whiteboard subscription, turn on the VNR, and then do that at your new gym until my house sells, and then I can join you.
all right. I think I'll do.
And then you can cancel, and then I will tell you what my workout was at the gym that I was at.
There you go.
Once I join the gym, and then you can beat me.
So herein lies the issue. I think doing once a week would be fine. and or fun. More than that, right now, I paid for a year of that ladder subscription already.
Did you paid for a year? I just canceled mine.
Yeah.
'Cause I don't have the stuff right now. It's like I
Yeah.
can't go like and like we literally just came back from checking out the Y for Melissa, 'cause we're like, well, do we sign you up for a CrossFit? Like, do we sign up for a CrossFit gym, or do we do like a Globo gym or the Y? And the Y's attractive because it's not as gross as the Globo gyms, right? The Globo gyms have a bunch of meatheads. Sorry, Globo gym listeners. You're not the meatheads, but there are
You're
some
not the
meatheads. You
ones.
know what I'm talking about, though.
If you listen here, you're not the ones we're talking
Yeah, if, yeah, you're not the
about.
ones we're talking about. But the Y's perfectly fine. They've got some free weights, but there's no place to do any kind of CrossFit style stuff. So it's like if you're going there, you're doing strength training, right? Or cardio or swimming. But I don't have a swimmer spotty, so I'm not about to jump in the pool. Plus, there's a bunch of kids in there, so no, that's kind of weird and creepy. But they've got a sauna, and stuff, so that's attractive, right? But what are we going to be there for? Like 2 months, 3 months, right? Because ultimately, we want to join a CrossFit gym because we want to be able to like meet people, and that's going to be the best way to meet people is going to a CrossFit class. So it's going to be a 2 month, 3 month thing, maybe, right? So then you've got the Globo gym option. And that's a little cheaper because they usually have incentives like join for a dollar, right? No initiation fee. Cool. Great. But like, do they have free weights? Is everything on a track? Which I think everything's on a track.
Yeah,
So
is
we're actually going to go.
everything a machine?
Yeah. So we're going to go check it out after the podcast today
Oh,
just to go
nice.
see what the Globo gym looks like here, what the vibe's like. And then the third option is I just don't do anything because $320 a month on top of a mortgage and rent and utilities, double utilities, right? It's like I can swing her joining for a couple months across a gym and then I can join later, which is kind of like what happened when we joined Sequoia. Is
Oh, really?
she had the bigger, like she got the membership first and then I joined and then she had the more day membership and then I had like a couple day membership and then she got the unlimited and I think that's when we kind of both got the unlimited. So that's my fitness journey right now. I'm
Nice.
probably at the end of any kind of regular workouts on my part. I do have a kettlebell here. I've got bands. I've got a jump rope. I could do something here, but am I? No.
Yeah, you could
I
do
know me. I know me. I'm not gonna do it.
So did you actually end up did you pay for the latter one for a few
Yeah.
months?
I just paid the month to month.
Yeah,
So,
there's
and I forgot to cancel before they billed me for the next month. So
Oh
I'm paying
no.
for a month right now. And I was just like, I saw that charge come in. I'll fuck.
Oh, I hate when
Which
that
it's a
happens.
great program. Like if I had my home gym, like it's great for my home gym, right? And I did
You
those
were doing
workouts.
cruise control?
Yeah. And it's a good workout. It's a good program. And I see the things and it's like, oh yeah, Coach Andre just sent out a message. I'm like, I haven't done shit on this in like 2 weeks. And I was all about my like streak. I was like, I got a streak going.
I
I did
know.
it during the trip, during the move, like during
Oh.
the drive out here. Like
Really?
I did a workout like the day before. Did a workout the day before we left, a couple days before. So only needed to get one more in. He does like a stretch one on like Sundays. And I was like,
Oh,
easy, get the stretch one. And so then that one counted. That one kept my streak going. And then I did one workout. And then like, it was like, I kept not doing stuff because we had just gotten to Michigan. We were getting settled in. The movers came. It took us 2 days to move things in here so that we could get the dogs over here. That was like the biggest focus, didn't do anything. And so then it's like Sunday and I need to do two workouts and it's not going to happen. So it's like, all right, well, there goes my streak. So yeah,
And
and you
then
just
once
kind
that
of,
happens, it's like, well, fuck it.
yeah, and that's the thing, right? Like, that's what, like, it's the wrong mentality,
No, but that's
right?
kind of
It's
what
the it's that,
gamifying does, right? Like
yeah.
that's a little bit what gamifying does, is it
Oh
keeps
yeah.
you in it until it doesn't, and then you're like, oh, well, fuck it.
Like
Like it's
the
done.
world didn't end, right?
Yeah.
It's just 2 weeks. I'm gonna take a break. But I know, right, that I'm not just taking a break. I know that I'm done with
Yeah.
this right now, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, for me, like, quitting it was just kind of like, well, whatever. Like, there
Yeah.
goes my streak. Like, do I care? Kind of. Like, I feel bad.
Yeah.
It's not against the program. It's not against Ladder, right? I think Ladder's
Yeah.
great. So if people have like a home gym and they need some kind of motivation and you want to coach, right? If you,
The coaching part is awesome.
it's essentially like having your own personal trainer,
Yeah.
right? You've got someone in your ear telling you, hey, it just hurts. You're not going to die,
Yeah. And
right?
it's the nice thing is, because I was actually talking to somebody at the gym about it. I was like, yeah, the nice thing about it is like, and guys, we're not sponsored or anything. I wish I was. I'd take money. But
You're
like,
not.
yeah. Heyo.
Just kidding.
But
I'm
like,
too lazy to get
I know,
sponsored.
right? I was talking to somebody at the gym about it, and I was like, yeah, the cool, it's not like, it's not generic. I mean, it's not obviously not personalized.
No.
Right. They're not saying like, hey,
Hey,
Carlos, you
Chris.
can do
Yeah.
this, you
Yeah.
know, but it's also not like one more round, you know,
It's
it
not,
like.
he says the same things over and over again. Like, he says the same kind of things over and over again, but it's not like, I don't get the sense that it's a re like a like oh, I'm just using
It's a repeat
this audio.
recording.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
not like, this isn't my audio from before, right?
Right.
This is like, I'm whatever, right? So it's, yeah, it doesn't sound robotic, right?
Yeah.
He does an intro for each workout,
Yep.
and you can see he's, looks different than he did
Yeah.
in different stages, right? So it's like he's programming these workouts, and he's talking about it and discussing it, and like, this is what we're doing, this is why we're doing it, blah 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 blah, right? So it's semi-personal training
Yep.
with but generalized personal training for everybody,
Yeah,
right?
I mean, like that's the guy that I follow. Like, I think he feels like he goes out of his way to kind of be like, hey guys, this isn't just like pre-recording. Like, I'm not using the same recording, you know, type of thing. 'Cause he'll give us like, he does a fact of the day every day. And like, he does other stuff like that to just like let you know. And he'll even like, there's been once or twice where he's even been like, oh yeah, somebody said in the chat this type of thing, this is what we should do, you know. I was like,
Oh
oh,
yeah.
that's cool. Like, he's actually, it's showing that they are involved, and it's not just robotic, it's not just, you know, whatever thrown
It's a
together.
real person. It's a real
yeah
person. Yeah.
yeah
And he, yeah, ours did like, what is it? Furry thir like fur Thursdays, or like fur baby Thursdays or whatever. Like,
Oh, throw
take
your
pictures
dogs
of your
up.
pets. Yeah.
That's
Take
fun.
pictures of your pets on Thursdays, right? In the group chat for the thing. Yeah, it's a great program. Like, if anybody needs like motivation to do a workout and you don't want to go to a gym and you've got some things at home,
Yeah.
like, do it. If you're building out your home gym but you don't know how to, like, where to start, sign up for it.
Yeah, and I would even say some
And
of the
that's
other.
completely unsp like that is an
Yeah.
unsponsored
And I would
opinion on our
say
part.
like some of the other ones, like what the guy that I go from, the Forged one, and even one or two of the other ones, if like those are nice if you are new to a gym. Like if you're new to like a Globo gym, something that's not CrossFit, right? If you're new to just like a Globo gym or a gym with free weights or machines, and you are kind of lost in what to do for programming, that's the other thing it's great for. 'Cause that's like it's in your ear. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is walk to the next like dumbbell, or walk to the next bench, or walk to the next machine. Like that's it. It will tell you everything, and it's great.
Wipe down your stuff though before you
Yeah,
walk to
right.
the next thing. Yeah.
The coach actually says stuff like that. He's
Yeah,
like,
he
put
said,
your
never mind.
weights back, and
Yeah.
like
Mine
it's
does
pretty
too. If you
great.
need a little bit more extra time to, put your weights back, just hit the pause button. So
But
yeah,
yeah, overall, I'm
my
feeling
fitness
good.
is, yeah, mine I mine is gonna take a
A little bit
turn
of
for the
hit.
worse. Yeah, mine's gonna take a turn for the worse. We'll see.
I know. I mean, like, it sucks for you, like, going from having, like, your garage to, I mean, like, everything that you had in there.
Yeah,
Like, you
I
can't
salt.
even row.
I stopped using the rower once we got the assault bike
Oh, yeah.
or the Echo bike. Because I was
But
just on the Echo bike. But yeah, the being in that CrossFit gym again was kind of nice. Like
good.
the two workouts that we did were brutal. Not too brutal.
Yeah.
One was fun. You should try it.
Oh, yeah. Send it to me.
All right.
I'll pretend like I'm fit.
Actually, I'd be interested to see how you do.
Oh, dude,
I didn't take a record of it though, like of what my time was or anything like that.
I will say that, like, I don't know because I haven't tested it, but like my overall, like what we know, what we consider to be fitness, my overall fitness is it's not great.
Yeah, my cardio sucks. We did a partner wad on Wednesday for Valentine's Day, and so it was me and Melissa, and it was like row, which was easy, right? You row calories, and then you had to do synchro. It was like 20, so it's 20 calorie row. You each had to do 10, and then while the other person's working, the other partner's holding a plank. Then you switch, and then 30 synchro burpees. Total 30. You each had to do 30, and then 40 wall ball sit-ups. 50 was after that. 50.
God, the 30 burpees would take forever. Huh?
It doesn't take that long. It was like a 30 minute or 20, was it a 20 minute or a 30 minute AMRAP? And it's like get 3 rounds in, at least 3 rounds, which is what we
Oh,
got.
wow. Okay.
But then it was wall balls or no, slam balls. So
Nice.
the burpee sucked. Just let me just say that. That the thing that you think sucks is the thing that sucked,
Yeah,
which
30,
was
30 burpees is just gross.
yeah.
Like,
The ball slams though, like that was the first time I think I'd ever done that.
yeah. Did
Which
you just use regular like wall balls?
no, it was like they had
Oh, you use the like the sand, like the
the ones
thumps.
that the thump and
Yeah.
don't bounce. Yeah. 35 pounds. It was like a 50 pound
Oh, fuck.
like RX, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna do that.
That's gonna be a hard pass.
Yeah. So yeah, it was yeah, but it was fun. They do
Nice.
they yeah, that gym does it. They do a skills pro like preparation thing.
Oh,
And so
cool.
one that week that we were there was like the last, it's like a 6 week, I think, skills prep that they do as part of the class. And so like it was the last part of the pull up one. And so the warm up is geared towards pull up things, right?
Nice.
You do like hollow holds, and then you do dead bugs. Do you know dead bugs? And then you do like whatever on the bar, the this.
Yeah, the arch to hollow.
Yeah. And then you do pull-ups, and then they do like a thing of pull-ups as part of it.
Nice.
So yeah, it's yeah, I like that gym. So we'll
Cool.
see. We shall see.
My hat hurts. Top of my head. Oh, I mean, that's I'm that it's good that like you are like that you've already found two different places though. I mean, would you do it if like Melissa was going to one and you were going to a different one? Like, would you guys
Probably
split it
not.
up like that? Yeah.
I don't think so. No, I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
Because the whole point of it is like being around like a community of other
Right.
people, right, that are similar to you.
Right.
Similar to that is what happened to the people of Numenor. Ah, oh, I was trying to
Oh,
get
blah,
there
blah,
and
blah,
I
blah. I know
got
you were
there.
finding, you were, I could see that you've been searching for it
I was
too.
like,
Like, you're
where's
like,
my opening?
gotta
Where's my
find it,
opening?
gotta
Gotta
find it.
find it. So I
Oh,
got
that
it.
was
I got
good.
it. I
That
got
was
us
good.
there. I got us there.
That was good. See, I thought you were gonna go the route of suffering together like Elrond and Elros did when they were under
Right there.
the kidnapping of Maedhros and who was the other one? Maglor?
Maedhros,
Maedhros
Maglor,
and Maglor.
Maglor, Maglor, and Maedhros. Yeah, it's been a minute, guys. It's been a
Sorry,
minute
I'm
since
sorry, but it's a kidnapping. No,
kidnapping.
go
It's
ahead.
literally kidnapping.
Yeah.
You still have to put out the other history episodes.
You don't tell me what to do. But yes.
So we still have some history episodes that are coming out. So
We
you
do.
probably are going to hear those before you hear this.
I
But
think
we're
just
going to do a
one.
little. Is it one?
I think just one.
Wait, one. All
It's
right.
just the end of the first
Of the
stage.
first stage.
Yeah.
Well, Chris is going to put out or has already put out the end of the first stage by the time you're hearing this
Yeah.
lovely podcast.
I have.
And but we're going to recap that, right? So if, just to kind of go over what happened back in the first age, right?
Last time in Middle Earth.
Last time in Middle Earth, around the year 532 of the first age, Elrond and Elros were born.
Yeah, they were to little Eärendil
In the
and Elwing.
havens of Sirion.
Yeah, well, and like they didn't have a great childhood.
No.
But neither did Eärendil, honestly. So
No.
it's just generational trauma.
It's just suffering. Everybody's
Yeah.
got to suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't long before their haven was sacked.
Yeah,
Which,
by the asshole sons of Feanor.
yeah. But remind me, like, wasn't there, what's the island that was just right off of the Havens?
Yes, the one where Círdan was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Why wasn't that the Haven?
I think some people did. I actually think that I like looked up an explanation for this. Like some people were there, but it's like it was almost like a population thing. Like the island wasn't that big.
I mean,
But
they're elves, right?
right.
I
There's not that
mean,
many elves either,
there's
so
not that many elves.
yeah.
Some of them live in trees.
Yeah.
Really? You can't build a
You
fucking
can't
tree?
just fit a
You
few
can't
more
build up?
people.
They're like,
You
nope.
like few high
There's
rises.
no high rises, only ranches.
No room. No room.
Everyone needs a 10,000 square foot lot.
Well, and the biggest problem was is one when during the sacking of the Havens, Eärendil wasn't even around. He was out sailing, trying to find Valinor. And so at the same time as that happens, Elwing flies off like a swan, right?
Doesn't she like throw herself though into the sea?
Yeah, and then
And it's like
Olmo
she dies,
basically.
right?
I don't know that she actually dies. I think she's supposed to have like turned into a bird before she hit the water.
Yeah, that was
And
all
then
that's all very confusing.
yeah, so like she jumps, she turns into a bird, flies all the way to Eärendil, and then like
And then
collapses
he
in his
goes,
arms.
it's my wife.
Yeah. He's like, look at this
It's a
poor
bird.
bird.
It's a bird. Man, this bird is sexy.
This is the best looking bird I've ever seen. Oh my goodness, it's my wife.
Oh,
Hey,
it's my wife.
hey,
It's so fortunate that you were
hey.
my wife and not just a bird.
Not just a sexy
Not just a sexy bird.
bird.
Not a early 90s Disney
Yeah, right.
Disney animal.
A sexually confusing.
Maid Marian was a pretty
Yeah,
sexy
she
fox,
is not a bad looking fox. Like, come
right?
on.
Come on.
Yeah, very, very confusing, sexually confusing for children, animals. But the
So
yeah,
it was the remaining sons of Feanor that went to the Havens, right? And
yeah, and
there was a few at that point still.
yeah, it was still Maglor and Maedhros, and the two seas had already died. No, were they dead? Or did they die here?
It might have died here.
We did a whole thing on it, people. Don't worry, we're just
Yeah,
recapping.
we're just
All of them
recapping.
died except for Madros and Maglor. And people like to pretend that they were redeemed for what they did here. What they did here was kidnapping. What they did was murder and then kidnapping.
They murdered and then they kidnapped and then they're like, I feel bad.
And then they felt bad. And they were like, well, maybe we'll just raise these kids as our own for a little while.
Who were there were two other twins that died.
That was the one before, which is why Madros felt
This is why,
so
yeah,
bad.
that's why they felt bad.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
those were the twins from the sacking before.
Of Doriath.
Yeah, because they ran off into the woods and basically were just never seen again. And I think that was actually Dior's twins. I think it was two of his sons.
I think that's right. I think that's right. Am I
Yeah.
right? Probably not.
This again, people, this is why we don't participate in the Jeopardy.
This is why we
This is
host
why we host the Jeopardy.
the trivia.
We don't pretend to know these things. We
Has it been announced that we're doing a Jeopardy style?
yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it
That's right.
has.
We did the announcing.
We did the thing.
We opened the floodgates.
Yep, it'll be good. I actually have been writing down for later times, writing down Jeopardy style like questions, 'cause I'm always rereading something, right? So I've been reading The Silmarillion again, and there have been little parts of it that I'm like, ooh, that's a good Jeopardy style question right there. I've been writing them down for later times.
Oh man, I'm so excited for
Yeah,
that.
it's gonna be cool.
It's gonna be good. All right. Back to what we're talking about though.
Yeah, but honestly, like, look, yeah, but that bothers me a little bit. We've talked about it all the time. Like, we've talked about it quite a bit. Maglor and Madros are the least worst of the sons of Feanor. That does not make them good people. Like, they are the least worst. They're still the fucking worst.
Yeah, they're still bad.
They still suck. You feel bad for them at times, especially well, honestly, both of
Well,
them.
what must that have been like?
Right.
Right? And it's not so much that they murdered their parents, right? Because Mirendil's still
Yeah,
alive.
they're both still alive.
But I mean, you're six. You're growing up in a refugee community, and you know everybody there. And then these two, and well, probably what I think it was like five asshole
Yeah.
brothers show
Yeah.
up, want what your mom has. So she throws herself off a cliff. And
Yeah.
for all you know, she's dead.
Yeah.
And then you get kidnapped and taken hostage and then raised as their kids.
Yeah, which look again, it's weird. I think it's a little weird that Tolkien paints it as kind of like, yeah, they were
I
raised
wonder if he lost a
okay.
bet. I wonder if he lost a bet. And
Yeah.
someone's like, I bet you won't write this
Yeah, he's
about a
like,
murderer who
got it.
about a mass
Got
murderer
it.
who takes in these kids just to feel better about
Well,
himself.
and like the thing is Maglor and Madros did have a shit gig, right? Like their dad sucks. We can blame it all on Feanor. Their dad sucks.
They're
Like,
the least worst of the brothers.
yeah, and like they didn't show the same like psychopathic tendencies as the two C's. Like those guys sucked, right? Like they did some bad stuff. Like they.
Caligorm?
Yeah, Celegorm and Curufin. Like they stole Luthien, hid her in a tower to force her to marry them. Like they did some super messed up stuff. Maglor and Madros, I do feel bad for them because again, none of this would have happened if their asshole dad wouldn't have been an asshole and been like, hey, not only are we gonna leave, we're gonna swear this weird ass allegiance, and you have to swear it with me. Like that's a shit dad. Like we've talked about this many times. Feanor is the worst dad. Like he is the worst dad. Like not only like he's not like, well, I'm not gonna just take this on myself. My kids have to also be doomed to this.
Yeah, I'm not
Like,
going to be the only one.
yeah, like he's a fucking asshole. And there have been many times in the story where Maglor and Maedros have been shown that they're not as bad, right? Maedros gives up his throne to Thingol, basically, or like more or less is like okay, I'll see that you are like the king, right?
But that he doesn't he also give it up to
Oh no, he gives it to
Fingolfin, right?
Fingolfin. Fingol,
Yeah.
not Thingol.
Not Thingol.
Yeah, he gives it up to
Thingol
Fingolfin.
is Thingol sees himself as the
The
king of
king of
all the
Valyrian.
elves. Yeah. Yeah.
No, he gives it up to
And
Fingolfin
they're
because he's
like, all
like,
right, dude, that's cool.
yeah,
But we've got
but
our own.
he's like, okay, bro, like I get it. Like you do good things. You should be king given like posterity's sake. My dad's dead, blah 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 blah. Right. And so like, you know, there are things that they did that are good and noble, and that doesn't justify them murdering three times their own like brethren.
Is it
Like,
three or four?
I think there's just three kinslayings,
Three
right?
kinslayings.
Yeah. Like I'm sorry. Like you could do all the good things in the world. You're like that you're bad for that. That's bad. That's
Yeah.
bad. So yeah, you know, coming away from the Maglor Maedros train. Then that was kind of it for a minute, with
That's all
Elrond
we
and
really
Elros.
that's all we really know.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's not a whole lot to Elros, I think, until he becomes the king of Numenor,
Yeah,
right? We
and
don't really see them during the War of Wrath.
yeah. Well, and it is interesting because we just don't like the yeah, because we know that Maedros and Maglor are there during the War of Wrath because, oh, maybe there were four because they murder people again to get the Silmarils.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that might have been the fourth time
That's the
is
fourth.
during,
That's the fourth Kingsland.
yeah, during
Just to
the
get
War of
it.
Wrath, just to
Yeah.
get the
After the
Silmarils.
War of Wrath.
Yeah. They go in and they kill a bunch of people after
It's not as many, so
no.
maybe that's why it's not.
Yeah, it's basically just like the guards. They
Yeah.
go in and like cut some throats and grab the Silmarils. From because it was who was it? Eowyn that was like, no,
Yeah, beyond what way.
you gotta fucking take this up with the Valar, man. And they're like, no, they're ours. And you're just like, bro, give
Just
it
give it
up.
up. Just give
Just give
up.
it up.
Just give up the ghost.
And yeah, but like Elrond and Elros, we don't hear whether or not they were there, which is interesting because they could have been old enough.
Yeah,
Like
'cause that was.
that I mean that's I think it would they would have been like in their 30s or 40s. Like
Yeah.
they would have been old enough
Babies.
to yeah,
Babies.
babies and elves, but they would have been
Yeah.
old enough to be there and fight alongside dad in his, you know, boat. Cause like that's the
I
thing
mean,
too.
you would assume that they were there,
Right?
right? I think if you made that assumption that Elrond and Elros were there,
Like that's the thing
like
though, is like
it seems weird that they wouldn't, and then you're like, all right, well, cool. Now you get to choose what you guys want to be.
Right, but like
You
and
didn't do anything.
that's the weird yeah, that's true. That's true. Like they must have been at least part of it. But like Eärendil, we're told that he does not like his like the whole deal with him being able to stay where he is and being able to basically be immortal. The deal with him is that he was never allowed to set foot in Middle-earth again. And so like when he goes back to fight in the War of Wrath, he's in his little Vingolot ship taking out Alcaligon the Black. Like that means that like Elrond and Elros probably never actually got to actually see him and like say goodbye or anything. It was like, hey, that's
That's my
pretty sure
dad.
that's my dad up there.
That's my dad. My dad's better than your dad.
He's fighting a dragon. But I guess bye, Dad. Where
Bye,
are you
Dad.
going? And then suddenly he's a fucking star in the sky, you know,
Daddy
like
wasn't there.
yeah.
Take me to the fair.
So then yeah, then you've got Elros and Elrond that we don't hear about again for a little while. But We do hear about how the world Beleriand crumbled into the fucking sea. And then that is where we get basically what we know of Middle Earth. Like
Somewhat,
when you see
somewhat.
there, yeah, because there is still some breaking that
There's
happens a little bit
another
later
change.
on.
There's another
Yeah.
change that's on its way at the end of this season.
But a lot of the maps that we see now is a close like of Middle Earth that's closer to what we're getting
You
at the end of
see, you
this.
can see Mordor, right? You can
Yeah.
see where Mordor is. You can see, now you see the, Anduin, right? You see that. Where Gondor is, where all that stuff is.
Yeah.
Gonna change a little bit more,
I actually
but for the
really
most
like
part.
the maps that are out there that show like them on each other, so it like shows Beleriand
The,
in
oh
the
yeah.
water.
Yep.
Like I actually really
The
like that.
Karen Wynn Fonstad one has that, I
Does
think.
it?
Yeah, where you can kind of see like Beleriand, like when she
Like
does the second age
underneath the
map.
sea.
Yeah. And you can see like different points of like this was like a thing in Beleriand.
Yeah, I like that
There's
because
like a
it.
there's like two points. There's like two peaks
Yeah, that
that are
are still
still.
there.
Yeah.
Well, because even where
I think it's where was it where Fingolfin was laid to rest?
yeah,
I think is still above the waters.
yeah, it even now
Yeah,
it's off
even
the
now,
coast somewhere.
right now.
I
You
can
can
go
go
in a
that.
boat. I can go in a
Yeah.
boat right
Chris
now.
is close to where it is.
I can
Yeah.
find it.
Yeah,
Fucking find it.
Chris is gonna get lost in a boat and come back with stories.
Ooh, like it. But yeah, so I mean, we had at that point, we're kind of getting the beginning of the second age, right? And it's a little bit of a, it's a soft reset. We'll call it a soft reset. It's
It's a slow, soft reset, which we see again. We see this kind of same like kind of dragging out of like the first part of the new age, right? We don't really see it. Well, I guess that's the year of the trees, right? The year of the trees, it seems like boom, it's like this is it. This ended, now it's this, right? And this end between the first age and the second age, like before you kind of get to like stuff, it takes about what did it take? Like 32 years?
It's 32 years before any of the men arrived in Numenor.
Yeah.
And then it took another 50 years until that like pilgrimage stopped.
Yeah.
Like people were still going
For
for
18
50.
years.
Yeah, like they were still
18 years
moving.
after it started, they're still moving over
There,
there.
people are still like, well, I guess, hey, I heard Bob next door win. I guess it's time to go, you
Yeah.
know, like type of a thing.
And the whole reason that they get this is because of everything that they've gone through in the first age, right? I think the Valar realize like, yeah, you guys were put in a shit situation, right? You had to deal with all this death and destruction. One of your houses was almost essentially wiped out, right? And yet you still persevered and you still sided with the good side, right? And you fought against Morgoth, and we're gonna give you an island. We're gonna take you away from all the chaos that is Middle Earth, and we're going to put you on an island as close as you can get to Valinor
Yeah, do not sail any closer,
without being in Valinor,
you
right? And
son
that
of a
is one thing
bitch.
that and then they tell them that too. Like you can sail as far as you want, right? You can even sail west, right, towards Valinor. But once you stop seeing your island, stop and turn
Yeah,
around,
you turn your
right?
ass around, goddammit.
Do not go back, do not go any further west than when you cannot see your island.
And I just made a quick correction on
Yeah.
our little thing because, you know, this island that we're talking about, we haven't actually talked about how this happened. This was a gift that was actually raised by Ossé.
Oh, that's true.
So Olmo like ordered it basically because Olmo's, you know, like Ossé's
He's
boss.
in charge.
But Ase was the one that raised it, and he raised an island from the middle of the sea, right, like quite far off the coast of Middle Earth. Like it's pretty far. Like
Yeah,
they,
the like the maps, I don't think the maps do it justice to like where it is, right?
yeah.
Because it's, yeah, it's not close.
No, and it is
And go ahead.
from what I recall of kind of the beginning of it is some of the earliest kings were still like farsighted. And they still had a very hard time seeing Middle Earth. They could see Tol Eressëa, so they could see to the west. They could see the tower of Tol Eressëa, but they could not see Middle Earth. So that's how far away, like the shores of Middle Earth were, which like leads me to believe that it would be very easy for like the people of Middle Earth over a couple hundred thousand years, a couple hundred or a couple thousand years to simply forget,
Couple
like,
generations.
yeah, to just simply
Yeah.
forget that these other people fucking live there. You
Well,
know what I mean?
I mean, modern times, right? All it takes is like 4 years for people to forget the
Yeah,
shit that happened 4 years ago.
like could you imagine though, is like all of these people bounce. And then, I mean, we're not to this yet, but like, and then they don't make contact again for a couple hundred years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're not, you, like, they're gonna show up. You're gonna be like, what the fuck are you guys from?
Where'd you guys come from?
Yeah, like, I don't know you. Like, what? Like,
We're just middle-aged right now, by the way.
yeah, yeah, right. But yeah, so. They have an island and there are parameters, right? It's given as a gift, but there are rules. And like some of there are a few gifts that are given, right? There are a few gifts that are given, and there are like not necessarily all of them have rules attached, but
Well,
there are ideas attached to them.
yeah, and let's go kind of back a little bit too. Right? When this happens, right? For whatever reason, this is what makes me think that Elrond and Elros were both involved in the War of Wrath, right? Because they are the heirs of several lines of men and elves.
They're
Right,
the
several
heirs.
houses.
They're the heirs of all the lines of men and elves and
There
the
you go.
fucking Maiar.
Yeah. And so, obviously that carries with it some weight. And you would assume that they would do something, right?
Right.
They would be participating in some sort of fashion. And then at the end, right, they get a decision, right? They get given a decision, right? And they get to decide whose lot they want to throw in with. Do you want to throw in with the elves or do you want to throw in with men? Right? And then this decision ultimately impacts this entire age. Right? This one decision by this one guy. And so Elrond chooses to be aligned with the elves, right? To have the same fate as the elves, to tie himself to Middle Earth, right? In that sense. And Elros chooses to receive the gift of men, right? With that comes another gift that they're given, right? So again, this probably why I think that they were involved in some sort of fashion, although there's no story about what they actually might have done during the War of Wrath, is Elrond or Elros gets gifted a, everyone who ends up going to Numenor, all of the men who fought and aligned with the elves and were part of the War of Wrath, who get to go to Numenor, all get blessed with long life. And that's, I think, what you were just about to get to.
And some longer than
Elros.
others. Elros's line is longer, right?
Well, Elros is the longest, right? He lives to be the longest living Numenorean.
And that is to be, like, but like you said, the way that he saw it, and what fell from the people's minds later on is the way that he saw it is he was accepting the gift of mankind, right? He knew that what he was taking, and he did it in order to receive that gift. He knew that what he was taking was ultimately death. That was his choice. His choice wasn't like, I want to be human for some reason. His choice was death. That is what he chose. And I think not enough people, this is why, like, I constantly go back to this idea, or this concept of, like, no matter what the later generations of men think, no matter what even the elves like think or try to say about it, it has always been a gift. And there are certain elves, there are certain people in Beleriand and Middle-earth, in this world, that understand that, right? That they understand, and Elros was one of them. And I say this like not knowing almost anything, because we know very little about Elros,
We know next to nothing.
right?
This was so hard to put
It
together
and it really kind
because
of sucks.
this is the rule of Tar Minyatar. And you know what I know about Tar Minyatar researching all this? That I don't know shit about what he did. I don't know shit about fuck.
And he, well, I mean, because that's because they just brought people on. They planted shit on the island. Like, that's what they did. Like, that was it. It was, oh, there's another
They
boat.
built
Let's
up,
plant
they
more
built.
shit.
Yeah, they built up Numenor. That's what his rule was. His rule was like, all right, cool, we got this new place, let's make it our own.
And so, like, it's this idea, though, that he understood that what he was choosing was death. Now, what he didn't understand was that he would be resented for that choice at some point.
Centuries and centuries later.
Like, did not realize, could not fathom the idea that he would be resented for that choice later on, right? Whether or not he chose that, though, is, in my mind, a little bit irrelevant. And the reason why I say that is because men still would have been gifted this island. Men maybe still would have even been gifted longer life to live on Numenor. It's just the line of Elros that would have been different, but they wouldn't have lived on Numenor anyway, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? But you can't logic your way out of crazy people not wanting to die. So we it, the cool thing is it was like a mass migration, right?
But
It was.
here's the, sorry,
No,
before we get into the
go for
mass
it.
migration, right? Here's the other thing though, is like, yes, it's Elros's line, right? And I think ultimately when we get to our Farazon, right? I think he is of Elros's line because that's where everybody comes from.
Yes and no. Not everybody, because they're, well, because like
There's
so,
a daughter,
yeah. So the one that I like to talk about is the idea that, like, so my favorite people, right?
right.
Alderion and Arrendis. Alderion is of Elros's line. Arrendis is not. She, and that's kind of the point of their story, right? Is that her life, though long, is not as long as Alderion's. And so she keeps saying, like, I don't get to live as long as you, bro. Like, you get to go out and have all these adventures. I'm not going to be around that long.
You're gonna be so excited when we get to that part of the history.
I just love it. I just, it's
But
so good.
my point is Elrond, right, gets the choice. And it seems as if, as well, right, that his kids also get the choice.
Yeah, I never quite understood that. Like,
Is that like
why?
is that my understanding of that correct? Right?
So, like, yeah, that is definitely something that I never quite understood, is why. And there was actually a whole debate about this on one of our Discords, where we were talking about it, and this idea that it actually, like, there was some random thing somewhere that was talking about, like, when you get into these situations, it's like, oh, I wish I could remember what it was. But yes, I agree. I think it's a little bit shitty that Elros's decision determined the fate for all of the generations after him, whereas Elrond's did not. Now, the difference is, because he became human, because he chose human, because he chose to be a man, there were significantly more generations. So Elros chose Elf, and there were what, three other people that got to choose? His two sons and his daughter. Elros chooses man, and there are thousands
Of
of
choices.
people after him
You
that
think it was an administrative thing for the Valar that they're
I
like,
mean,
we just don't want to.
honestly,
Like, we don't
yeah.
want to have to check in with everyone that's born.
You got like you're basically talking about this idea that some European nations have right now, where they're like, okay, like you can't go back four generations to say that you get to have your citizenship here, right? Like it's like that type of, it's like two, okay, two generations, we're fine
Is
with
that what they
that.
told you? Is that what they
Like
told you? Are you bitter? Are you bitter?
it's like look, I get it. If your grandma was from this place, cool, you get to fill out the paperwork, you get to do the thing. But if it was your like great 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 grandma, that like no, absolutely not, that's too
They
far
came
away.
during the potato famine?
Yeah, like
Yeah.
it like it's the
Nope.
same idea, right? It's just too much,
They
it's
came
too
on the
much.
Mayflower? Nope. Nope. No, Pat. Pass.
Yeah, so I think that's part of it too, is this idea that like and like to be honest, it's a little bit of a cop out, but like I do think that that's part of it,
Yeah.
where there was one choice and then that affected only three other choices versus one choice affecting hundreds of thousands of choices.
And this is something, and this is a history episode, right? This isn't a character profile. This isn't
Right.
the Tar Minyatar episode.
Episode.
It is about the history, but like we're kind of talking about like the choice made at this time. Oh, fuck, where was I going? Is I just lost my train of thought.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. Oh, I know where I was going with this.
Okay.
Is Elendil is the son of a man and an elf, right? But he is like up until he gets to Valinor. Had he not gone to Valinor
He
and
is a
he
man.
died, he's a man, right? And then so then you've got Elendil and Elwing, who is the son of a man and an elf, right? And the daughter of a man and a Maiar. Oh, no, the daughter of a man and an elf, who is the daughter
Of an elf and a Maiar.
of an elf and a Maiar, right? So
Yeah.
one generation back. Like, so at what point does like an Elwing is
My.
a Elwing's an elf.
Right, but like my question on that is why is Dior automatically an elf?
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Like some of this stuff doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like, but again, this is the discussion that people had, and it had something about like, it was honestly like we went back and like talked about all these, and it was like, maternal lines and paternal lines, and like if it was a maternal line this way, then it meant this thing.
Is it the same thing? Like in Judaism, you're Jewish through your mother,
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it could be something like that, where it's like,
right?
like the maternal line, because Luthien was an elf, then Dior was an elf, but that would mean that elf. Well, yeah. So
But then Luthien would be a Maiar.
I don't know if it works the same when it's like godly
Well, oh,
being.
come on. See, now you got the thing, right? But
But
it
you
still
see it
doesn't
again.
make any but it
But
still
you.
doesn't make any sense, because Elendil is his from his mother is an elf. He should be
Yeah,
an elf.
you're right. From his
Right?
mother, he is an elf. The fuck.
Yeah, see, it doesn't make any sense. Anyways, we're not here to address
Why?
these
No,
issues.
now I've got to. Oh man. Okay. Smarter people will know the answer to that.
Smarter people will know the answer. We'll have them on the show,
Yeah.
and then we can all debate this.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening to this episode, and I know Nick has already reached out, he wants to be on an episode. We can totally change our season structure
Wait,
and
who
just
did?
have Nick.
Oh, did. Oh, yeah.
So yeah. Anyways.
Dude, I would love to have like a big debate show of like men and elves and like how the fuck, basically. Just I will
We'll
title
put
it.
we'll.
I will
Put
title
it
it
out there.
Men and Elves, How the Fuck.
Yeah, we'll put it out there. We'll see if we can't get our people who are also going to do the Jeopardy, because they are much smarter about this than we are. We could moderate that discussion. Back to the history of all this, right? So decisions made for whatever reason, right?
And
It's going to
whatever that
affect,
means.
for whatever that means, it's going to affect all of El Rosa's line. No one else is going to have a choice in the say in the matter to say whether or not they want to be man or elf. But they're all okay with it, right? There's no grumblings about like the decision that's made. No one is upset about it. No one becomes upset about it until like a long time from now,
It takes a long time.
right? And I know you said it's like a couple hundred years before they go out there. I don't think that's true because like Elros is king until like the year 442.
Yeah, you
And I
might be
don't
right. I think because it, well,
and
because
it's like the third or fourth king. It's not until your
it's
boy
Aldarion.
that they go back to Middle Earth, right? And so I think that's like the year like 1000 or something like that.
Yeah, it's
Don't
pretty
hold me to
far.
that,
It's
but it's pretty far.
pretty far out.
So it's not like a couple generations of people. It's like several dozen generations apart, right, from when this happened. So
From the people of Middle Earth,
yeah,
because they're because they
there's no man alive in Middle Earth
yeah
who knows anything about what happened. It's
right
all
at
stories.
because at that point it'll be like it's only like 3 generations for Numenoreans, but it's like 30 generations for people in Middle Earth.
It's like us and cave people, probably.
I mean it's like it's a long time,
Yeah, it's
right?
a long ass time.
So yeah, but it's a ton of people, right? It's a mass migration that get over
10,000.
there.
10,000.
10,000 Edain, 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 Adudidine.
Edain. Edain.
And it takes a long ass time for them to all get the fuck over there, right? 350,000 men in total. So we're talking, and this is. So this is Edain. This is other men that helped out in the fighting, right? This is any person who fought on the side. So we're talking the Druidain. We're probably even talking some of the more like wild men of the north if they fought alongside, like all of those types of people. They all got to go over there, and like that is it's a massive and like that part that the.
350,000, so
So
350,000
much.
people is like the population of Oakland,
Like it's
right?
so many people. It is a huge population of people just going to this brand new island. Now, the nice thing is, and we'll talk about this later, the nice thing is that island was bomb. It just like grew shit and like it was like everything that they
That
needed.
island was the island of everything you want. We've got it here.
Like it was everything
You
they
need
needed.
trees? We got a part of the island that's all trees.
It's
You need
just
rocks? We got a
trees.
part of the island that's just rocks. You want a beach resort? We got a beach resort.
It's like full on those fucking games,
The Settlers of Catan?
like that type of stuff. It's just like that like we have all of those places all around here. It's
They're
great.
all here.
But it's you know, at this point I wish that we had more information on it. We just don't.
Yeah,
But
the early history of Numenor, right? What we do know is that, again, it took them an additional 18 years to finish this migration, right? And all the while they're following Elros's dad, the star that is Elros's dad, to this island, right? To get there, to find their way there.
And Elros, you know, being of all of the fucking houses of men, all of the fucking houses of elves, and Amaiar, he brought some pretty cool shit over to Numenor with him. Like, I wonder, like, was he just like, all right, sorry, Elrond, I'm gonna take this and this. Like, was Elros like 5 minutes older than Elrond? And like, that's like that, like that's what was happening here, is he was like, well, I'm the older one.
I mean,
And
so like the Ring of Barahir, right? The
Acts of
Axe
Tuor.
of
These
Tuor,
are all
like
men.
those are all men. So that makes sense, right? But then he's also like, you know what? I'm taking Thingol's sword too, right? And I'm
That's
taking the
also
sword.
mine.
So it's just like, I don't know, because it's Elrond and Elros, right? And it's usually, you would usually say the firstborn. We don't know who's the firstborn.
Nope. Nope. But he also at this point, so he takes a lot of like men heirlooms, right? But he also at this point decides that they are going to take on the Elvish speech, which is why he takes on the name Tar Minotaur. Minotaur.
Minotaur.
Minotaur. Right, which Tar means king, I
King,
think.
something like that.
Yeah. And they keep that tradition again for quite a while until they start
They
getting a little
even,
pissy.
well, they even keep it when they start getting pissy.
Because they're scared.
Yeah, because they're like, eh, just in case.
Numenoreans do a lot of at a certain point, Numenoreans do a lot of half in, half out
Yeah.
life. But he basically isn't known as Elros anymore.
So Tar is high.
Oh, okay, cool.
Quenya for high.
Yeah.
So and then Minyatar is first
Which
lord.
I feel like it's kind of cool because the fact that they are going that they take on Quenya, to me is kind of an homage to great grandpa. Right?
Feanor?
Because no, because their great grandpa is Turgon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like king of fucking Gondolin, like they only spoke Quenya there. Like they were
Yeah.
the only people in Beleriand after a while that were speaking
You know,
Quenya.
and that probably might be early raising.
Yeah.
And also, the sons of Feanor would have spoken
That's true.
Quenya.
Like Maedhros and Maglor would have also, yeah.
Yeah, because it was Thingol who forbade it.
Right.
But they're not gonna listen to Thingol, so you
Yeah.
know they're still speaking Quenya.
Yeah, but I do think that's kind of cool that that's what they speak at first, right? Like they and that helps them a little bit because the elves that are on help me out.
Polarisea.
Kol Erisea, they are also speaking Quenya, right? So they come over and they come over quite often and they go they have a back and forth with Numenor.
Oh yeah.
They've got trade going, they've got, you know, everything. They're good buddies. They're pals until they're
They
not.
bring gifts too.
Yeah.
I don't think they bring it at this point. The tree.
Not yet.
Not yet, right?
Yeah. But you know, they're basically they are just built busy building a city now, right? And
That's
they
what Tar Minotaur is doing, right?
yeah.
That's what's going on. That's what's going on in these first 400 years, right?
And
There's not a whole lot else going on in this first 400 years.
I honestly wonder if he kind of knew that. You know what I mean? Where he was like, yeah, my job is like I chose death, and my job before death is going to be to build this city, to build this island. And he built that city on rock and roll. No. Sorry.
That
God,
was
that was
bad. That
bad.
was really bad.
That's staying in too.
That was really bad.
It's staying in. So yeah, we already talked about a little bit that, you know, they were gifted long life. Now, the one thing that they do say, I think this is funny, they do tell us how many kids Elros has, but they say nothing about a wife. Like we have no idea where she came from.
Some Numenorean.
Yeah, like don't know where she came from, don't know who she is. All we know is that he did have four kids. And then I think the Vardimir is the next king, right?
Yeah, but because he lives so long, Vardimir's already an old man at this point.
Right. He
And
yeah, that's right.
so he's just like he's essentially Prince Charles.
Yeah.
And Tar Minotaur is Queen Elizabeth, and he all he does, and we'll kind of get to this part, I guess, in the next one, next history episode that we do, is immediately give up.
Yep.
So he's king for in name only, and then he gives up the scepter, right? And the thing
And they
to
were
also
good
kind of,
about doing that.
yeah, and they would not like they would give up their rule and give up the ghost,
Well
right?
before they had
Well
to.
before they had to, right? They still had their wits about them, right? And we will get into all of that. But yeah, there's not like most of what's going on in this, like these early years of the first age or the second age, sorry, is a bunch of people who are going to talk about probably next history episode are born, right? And then we get to the end of this, right, which is the death of Tar-Minyatar. And the, he is no longer king, and then it becomes his second born son. But yeah, he rules until 442 of the second age. Lives to be 500. So at this point, what, 10 generations of people, not maybe close to 10 generations of people have already come and gone.
I mean, like, that's the thing.
Eight
Like,
generations of people have come and gone.
well, and like, that's kind of what we talked about, right? Is this idea that, like, yeah, the I mean, like, that many generations have come and gone, and not a single person has gone back. Nobody has gone back, and they
Nobody's
won't.
gone back.
Like, this is now reaching like folklore for the people in Middle Earth. Like, that's how far back that all of this was. I mean, it's kind of crazy that I think it's the third king. And again, we'll talk about it, but like, talking about the fact that they would like give up the scepter long before, I think it's like the third king that he actually he lives like another 100 or so years after he gives up the scepter. Like, he
The
gives up the
second king?
scepter. No, the third.
Oh, the third king.
The third king will like he like gives up his scepter, and then he's like living again for like another 100 years or something like that. It's a while, right? He does it early. They do it early enough so that they're not like feeble old men, basically. But yeah, I mean, that's the wrap up of getting to Numenor and building Numenor, right? Like, Numenor is, I mean, the nice thing is when it comes to natural resources, it was just fucking stocked. Also, one of the only places that outside of one or two spots in Middle Earth that mithril existed was on Numenor.
Is
But
it?
but yeah, I it's really interesting that we don't get a lot about these early days of Numenor, which is funny to me because I know the ideas of Numenor were in Tolkien's head for a long time because he always wanted to make this like Atlantean type story, right? And so it was there, but it just never really got fleshed out. And even in the book, because I, well, we both have the Numenor book,
Yeah,
The
the new
Fall of
one.
Numenor.
Yep.
And even in that, it's kind of mostly just a retelling of like unfinished tales and some of the Acalabeth, and that's like
Yeah.
it.
And there's some t yeah, there's some stuff about like the flora and the fauna, right? That sort of stuff. Right. But yeah, it's there's slim pickings. And I don't think it's until we get to what is it? And what's your guy's name?
Alderion.
Alderion. Before there's a little bit more going on, right? It's definitely like 50 years after Elros dies that we get some action in Middle Earth as well. Like that's coming. So we're gonna start weaving,
Middle Earth
Numenor
definitely,
and Middle Earth.
which I wish they would have done a little bit more of in Rings of Power, but you can only
Yeah.
do so much when you're dealing with a TV show.
That
But
span that's that really spans like thousands of years.
But yeah, so I mean, that's kind of what we're looking at right now with the idea of this is where all these people went, and I bet it was really weird. I really do wonder what it was like for the people who stuck around to just see like these completely evacuated cities, and different things like that, and then how long it would have taken, for those cities to basically get forgotten. You know what I
Well, it's
mean?
like how many men, right, were in Middle Earth, right?
Yeah, if
Like,
350,000 of them went over.
Yeah. To
Like,
get to a point where when you go back, there's lots of people there still. Right? So it's like, what's the population
yeah. I
of
mean,
Middle Earth at this time?
we're talking a few million. Like, we would have to be.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe there was only like 500,000 left.
All right,
Because
but
that's still a
yeah,
lot.
we'll get into the next king of Numenor and some of the other shenanigans that are happening in Middle Earth next time. But
Let's do kings.
go ahead, guys, and hit us up. We do have our trivia coming up. It's still a little ways away, but get ready for it. I'm sure if you're following us on TikTok, you're probably also following all the other teams. Keep an eye on what they post. They've already announced their teams. So they are going to keep posting and keep ramping this up. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. And they still don't know about our super secret announcement, either of them. And they won't know
Two
until the day.
super secret announcements.
They won't know until the day. Yeah, one of the super secret announcements is it's cool. It's cool. And it's well, I won't say that. But the follow them and watch this, start to unfold. You're gonna see some really cool content leading up to it. I know these guys are gonna start doing. We've already seen some really cool stuff. Pete's announcement for his team was like just spot on, where he was doing Galadriel's voiceover at the
Oh
beginning
yeah.
of the Lord of the Rings. So
That
good. It
was
was
so
so
good.
good.
Yeah.
So there's definitely been some cool stuff out there. What's
Yeah,
up?
Pete's was good. I thought Blithorthens was really good with the eagles, I
Yeah.
guess. Yeah.
Yep. That was fun. Yeah, so
I like how I got my own eagle and then you got
I
like,
know.
yes.
So yeah, follow that. Keep an eye out. We're gonna keep this trivia
Trivia
hype,
train going.
this trivia hype going as much as we can. And it's gonna be a fun one, and we are on schedule still. We are actually on schedule still with our episodes. So
Yeah.
because we recorded today, we are on schedule.
We are on schedule.
And so check us out at the Swole underscore Swole Hiram. So at the underscore Swole Hiram, that's going to be on Instagram. That's going to be on TikTok. You're going to find us the Swole Hiram on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on all of those funzo places, not Google apparently, because Google's going away.
I
And
stopped using Google anyways.
so catch us there. We are the Swole Hiram everywhere. That's what we go by. That's what people know us as. That's what we're doing, guys. Carlos, do you have anything else?
Bye.